This is jurisdictionary. I demand justice for all. If you remember the Pledge of Allegiance that I imagine all of you have taken at one time or another, you remember what the last word is? I believe it's A-L-L. But I think all of us understand that we don't have justice for all in this country. Even people that can afford to hire a lawyer don't always get justice, because not all the lawyers know what they're doing. An awful lot of lawyers don't understand things that I teach in this course, but then I've been a lawyer for 36 years. The thing that I think makes me different is I was a fishing boat skipper. I really was, both out of Savannah and Key West. And I swung a hammer for quite a number of years. And I know what it's like to not be able to afford to hire a lawyer. But what I want is for every single one of you, and for that matter, every single American, and for that matter, every person in every nation on this planet, to understand that the courts have always been there for you. It's not the lawyer's playground, but that's what it has become, and you can take it back. This Zoom class is on evidence and, get this, beating the steel. Evidence is a wonderful thing when you understand it. And by the time I finish here, I think you will understand more about the philosophy of evidence. To learn more about how to use evidence, of course, you need to study the course, because I can't teach you all that in a Zoom meeting. Evidence defeats obstruction. Evidence defeats corruption. Evidence defeats confusion. Evidence prevents conjecture, disagreement, divorce. If you think about it, look how many divorces we have because people couldn't agree about what was true and what was false, and we argued and went back and forth because we weren't obeying the rules of evidence, believing things that weren't true. And same thing applies to disease, doesn't it? We get diseased because we don't have the evidence, we don't know what the truth is, and worst of all, evidence prevents, or could prevent, when more of you learn what it is, it could prevent violence and even war. Now, that's way down the road, of course, but if this mission that jurisdictionary is begging you to support gets the attention that it needs, then we will have generations of young people who will understand what evidence is, what's right and wrong, what's true, and what is maybe needing more of our investigation before we accept it as what the people are trying to tell us it is. But what most people think is evidence is actually just stuff. Most importantly, evidence is not proof. Proof is proof. And we'll talk about that on another Zoom. You must understand those two points. What most people think is evidence is actually just stuff. And evidence is not proof. You may think so, but I will prove my point in due course, God willing. You must understand this, or you will never understand what it takes to win in court. Because stuff isn't evidence until it is admitted. And then, even then, evidence in the court record isn't proof. Proves nothing until, in a civil case, it outweighs the probative value of your opponent's admitted evidence, or in a criminal case, it shows there is some alternative theory of the case such that the prosecutor cannot prove his allegations beyond any reasonable doubt. Then the evidence becomes proof when the case is over and you've proven your case. I hope you're seeing why jurisdictionary teachings are so critically important to all of you. Are you seeing how dangerous it is to learn from others who have no idea what evidence is or how it works? You need the truth. Jurisdictionary is giving it to you as best as I can with what I've been able to come up with these past 25 years, and I'll continue to try to make it better and better and better. But we have to talk about truth. The Roman governor, Pilate, asked Jesus, "What is truth?" So I ask you this evening to be thinking about the answer. What is truth? Many of you are listening to politicians who are lying to you. You are siding with one party or the other because of what you believe, usually with no evidence. Evidence is important. Understanding evidence is important. Knowing how to manipulate evidence in court if you want to win. But demanding evidence in your everyday lives is equally essential. Yet too many of you do not yet know the rules that the jurisdictionary course makes extremely easy to understand. So much so that I've had people tell me over the years that an average eighth grader can learn all of this. It takes an effort. You can't just rub your head against the computer screen and expect it to transfer. But if you'll make the effort, you will learn this because it is not rocket science. Too many people today think they can get what they want by breaking the rules, or at least bending them. And they are shooting themselves in the foot. I've won nearly every case my clients brought to me. I've been winning cases for 36 years. I know things you don't know yet, things you can know by studying Jurisdictionary's online course, How to Win in Court, howtowinincourt.com. Things people on the Telegram and other social networking channels cannot know because they don't have the experience I have. Experience fighting crooked lawyers and winning. You see, most of the cases I won were won because the lawyer against me was crooked. When your opponent is crooked, he will break the rules, including the rules of evidence. And when he does, he gives you the advantage you need to win. Think about that. Because you will not break the rules. Hopefully, you will use the rules to win. Please hear me and promote Jurisdictionary to other people so it's not just the 278 people here this evening, but let it be 278,000 people this time next year who are controlling judges and controlling prosecutors and keeping people out of prison that should never have gone to prison. I get sick and tired of reading and seeing on the news where some young person was convicted and sent to prison, and here we are 15 or 20 years later and somebody says, "Oh, we made a mistake." The more of you who understand what Jurisdictionary teaches, the fewer mistakes will be made in those courthouses. Hold that thought. I want you to share with this mission. I want you to help Jurisdictionary educate everyone in our nation so crooked lawyers can no longer win, so politicians can no longer lie and get away with it, and so we can work together for the peace and prosperity that should be enjoyed by every last one of us. Falsehood should never win. Truth alone should win. But too often, falsehood gets the upper hand because good people don't yet understand what evidence is and how it can be used to put truth in the light and drive darkness and deceit into hiding where it belongs. Evidence can light the way to truth, but evidence is not truth. Evidence is evidence. The word evidence comes from a Latin word, evidentia. That word is, if you take it apart, it means from and see, to see from, to show something. But we all know that a show can be a total farce. Smoke and mirrors, a dog and pony show in court. But you can stop the dog and pony shows. You can clear away the smoke and mirrors. You can learn from jurisdictionary what evidence truly is, how to get it, how to use it, and how to help others, which is what jurisdictionary has been doing these past 25 years. And what I urge you this evening, what each of you must do from this day forward, if we are to overcome the forces that continually try to keep us in the dark so they can rule the world without your interference, without your challenging their plan for your children, their plan for morality, their plan for whatever they plan when you have no say. Jurisdictionary is where you begin this battle. The horrors you see closing in on you and your children in this world are in large part the consequence of the people's lack of knowledge about evidence. People believe falsehoods because they want to believe, even though they have no evidence. And this is true in your personal lives, where you are trying to convince a loved one of some point, as well as in the greater realm where government becomes a plaything in the hands of liars who have money enough to convince you with their ads on television, lies on Twitter, and everywhere they can, while the evidence you should demand lies hidden by their dollars and deceit. Evidence shows what may be truth. And here are a couple of examples from actual cases that I've had and won. It could be a window at the back of a house, a window that was not locked when a fire broke out in the kitchen, a case where an insurance company insisted the homeowner had to be the one to start the fire because he was the only one who had a key when the window was unlocked and the homeowner was 200 miles away on vacation. How about this one? Same case. It could be a cardboard box found in the kitchen after the fire was extinguished. That box contained a bundle of old-fashioned kitchen matches and a mousetrap made to look as if it was used to start the fire. But the box was burned on the outside, not on the inside where the booby trap was. So if it had started the fire, you see, the fire would have burned the inside of the box and the outside of the box, but only the outside of the box was burned because the fire was started somewhere else by the people that were trying to destroy my client's future. It could be a heavily redacted multi-page contract promised $4.3 million to the manager of my client's business if the manager would steal my client's customer list and give it to his employer's competitor. We got that. We got it unredacted. It could be anything, though. It could be a computer with a hard drive wiped clean. But you see, it's never more than evidence. It isn't proof. It proves nothing. And those of you who want to win, the people I want you to win, those of you who are wise enough to get and study the jurisdictionary course, You must understand what evidence is and what evidence is not. And I want you to know how to use the stuff you think is evidence so you can get it admitted into the record as admissible evidence. Otherwise, it's just stuff. No matter how much you think it's evidence, it's not evidence until it's admitted into the court record. And your job is to get your stuff admitted and keep your opponent's stuff out. Evidence is what wins legal battles. Evidence with proper pleadings and motions. Now, I want you to think about that for just a minute. It really is that simple. When you take it apart and look at the three pieces, evidence, pleadings, and motions. I really have those in the wrong order, but let's put it this way. Pleadings, evidence, and motions. That's it. Once you grasp that, the rest of it, that framework, now you just begin to pile things onto that framework because that's really what this is really all about, and nobody told you. All three of those things are critical. You learn all three in the course that is based on the rules that secure the battlefield, rules that command the judge, rules you must learn how to force your opponent to stick to and to force the judge to stick to. But you can do this. It's not hard. It's not difficult. The rules of evidence. Objections are important because they enforce the evidence rules. You can know the rules, but when you know how to object, now you know how to enforce the rules and make everybody obey. Without proper objections, timely made, your opponent will certainly get away with his smoke and mirrors, filling the court with nonsense. Happens every day. I know. I've been there. And I've won again and again and again. Because early on, I learned the rules, just as jurisdictionary encourages you to learn the rules and to teach everybody you know to hurry out there and learn the rules. Because without the rules, nobody wins. Evidence is the battle. Okay, now first the parties must allege the facts supporting their respective causes. Now there's four different circumstances here, and I want you to hear these very carefully. It's in the course, but we'll give it to you briefly here. The prosecutor in a criminal case, he alleges facts that support the essential elements of a crime. The first thing you do as a person who's accused is you find out what are the essential elements of the crime. I hope that makes sense to everybody. The defendant in a criminal case alleges facts that offer an alternative theory that explains the crime and at the same time attempts to show that the prosecutor cannot prove all the facts he alleged beyond any reasonable doubt. The plaintiff in a civil case alleges facts that support the essential elements of at least one cause of action. That's all in the course, whole class on causes of action. And then the defendant in a civil case alleges facts that support the essential elements of his affirmative defenses. And this is so interesting to me because in 36 years, I never met a lawyer who understood that affirmative defenses have elements. Fact elements, essential fact elements that can be alleged, and by proving those essential fact elements of an affirmative defense, you win. They don't teach this stuff in law school. You may not believe that, but it's my understanding that they don't. I've never met anybody that understood these things the way I teach them to you. But once the alleging is done, the battle begins, and the battle is evidence. If you're the kind of person who believes the lies of politicians without being shown sufficient evidence to support what they allege, then you will likely not understand why you lose in court when your opponent pulls the wool over your eyes, while you struggle to understand what's happening, then later complain when you lose, the judge was unfair, the courts are all corrupt, for which again, you choose to ignore the evidence. Jurisdictionary hopes None of you are like that. Jurisdictionary hopes all of you will learn what jurisdictionary teaches and demand to see the evidence, evidence that outweighs all contrary evidence. You see, my friends, there are two pans in the balance that justice holds. You know, the Lady Justice, she's got that balance. Two sides of the balance, just like two seats at the opposite ends of a seesaw. One goes up only if the other goes down. Evidence is the stuff in the pans. Evidence that is not the stuff you may think is evidence and foolishly march into court waving it frantically only to discover it is inadmissible because it fails to pass this six-letter test. And if you have your pens, you might write this down. RRCCPP. And I go into in depth on this in the course, of course. The evidence class in the course will take you about 2 hours to go through, and I hope you'll go through it two or three times with making notes. But there are two R's, two C's, two P's. And that pretty much covers evidence. That's why I say it. An eighth grader can learn this, so why weren't you told? And why haven't you demanded that this be taught to your children? And why don't you go out and tell everybody that there's no reason for good people to lose? There's no reason for good people to be sent to prison if they didn't do the crime. But people are going to prison while we speak. Probably in this hour, somebody's going to get locked up for a long time and they didn't do the crime because they don't know how to fight. Okay, jurisdictionary will let you in on this simple truth, a bit of power for your legal toolbox. Here are the filters that winners understand more thoroughly than I could possibly explain in this brief Zoom meeting. Here's the first one, first R, relevance. Relevance tends to materially affect the outcome of a case. If evidence is relevant, it will affect the outcome of the case. And I've told this story before. I had this in a $4.3 million case. The other side just tried all they could to get into the record that my client, who was a nice person, happened to have been in a fist fight in a restaurant. Of course, they didn't realize that somebody started the fight, not he. He just fought back. They wanted to get that into the record. But you see, it had nothing to do with the theft of the customer secrets. It didn't belong. It wasn't relevant. And so I managed to keep it out. The second R, reliability. Information from sources that reasonable persons wouldn't question those things. You see, elephants don't fly. Competence. Well, that means it has to come from sources that have actual knowledge, not somebody who's, you know, chicken licking said that, turkey lurkey said, somebody else, ducky wucky and all that. That goes on in the courts and people go to prison and they lose their homes and they lose their children. And it's not right. And I want each of you to join with me and get together and make up your minds that you've had enough of being ramshackled by your leaders and by judges and lawyers who don't seem to understand the difference between right and wrong. And I'll get to that a little bit more before we go to the open chat. Credibility. A thing has to be within the reach of reasonable minds. It's got to be reasonably acceptable or it's not credible. And the last two, the two P's, privilege. And this is a good one. You know, if you have a discussion with your spouse about something and then somebody wants to know, well, what did your spouse say? I actually had a case where the RCMP from Canada came down to Orlando to interview my client, a nice lady whose husband just happened to be filthy rich. Oh, they ask all kinds of questions. And then every once in a while, they'd sneak one in about what he told her. And I had to be on my toes. I had to drink lots of coffee and tell them, excuse me, we have a privilege here in the United States for husband and wife. And the lawyer was a young lady. And she said, well, we don't have that in Canada. And I said, yes, ma'am, and you're in Orlando, Florida. So I won that case too. And the final P, prejudice. The prejudice is simply that you can't bring something in unless the other side's brain dead, or somebody else can't bring something in unless you're brain dead. If it's so outlandish, it's so shocking, or it's going to cause confusion, then you can raise this objection, prejudice, and be prepared to make the argument, because you're going to study that two-hour class on objections. And not too tough for an average eighth grader to understand, is it? Can I get a nod or two? Anybody want a nod? It's not too hard for an eighth grader, is it? It's not. It's not. It isn't. So I ask you, tell people, we've had enough of being pushed around by powerful, rich people. We are the people. I'll say that again. We are the people. This is our country. Those courts belong to us, not to them. This could have been taught to seventh graders. And the deeper truths, now here we go, I'll introduce a new word for you. The deeper truths of jurisprudence, the wisdom of justice, could have begun in first grade or even kindergarten. And it will, as more of you support Jurisdictionary's mission and its efforts to promote public legal education for you and your children. The enemies of democracy are pulling the wool over your eyes. The fragile mechanism of your republic is breaking down. And all of this can be repaired. Unlike Alex Jones, I don't just tell you what's wrong. I tell you, here's the answer. Tell other people, here's the answer. Take responsibility. Learn how to use the courts and force the courts to do what's right and fix this nation and fix bad people. And I think you know what I mean by that. Fix bad people. Teach them a lesson. Division is our enemy. Division and disease and divorce and disappointment and disenchantment that leads to apathy and anarchy, where truth should be restored and established as our guide in all things. But of course, that would require the people to be legally educated. That would require the people to understand what jurisprudence is, the wisdom of justice. We have judges and Supreme Court justices who no longer regard the beautiful truths that jurisprudence teaches. Jurisprudence, a knowledge both human and divine to understand what is just and what is unjust. That was written by the Roman jurists Ulpian, and Cicero said the very same thing. A knowledge both human and divine to understand what is just and what is unjust. Jurisprudence, Aristotle and Blackstone both said this, it is the principal and most perfect branch of ethics. Sir Edward Coke in 1628, who was Attorney General for Wales and Scotland, I believe, in 17th century, 400 years ago, he called it a gladsome light that your children are being denied. Your children, your grandchildren are being denied this wonderful truth, this wonderful wisdom that could be taught to them in first grade, second grade, third grade. And later on, they could learn about the rules of evidence and courtroom objections and take this country back from the rich and powerful. Are you reading me? Yet jurisprudence is no longer taught. It is not taught in law schools. And it shamefully is not taught in your tax-supported schools, where children are indoctrinated to whatever kaleidoscopically changing concepts of morality your leaders choose. But most people concern themselves only with the personal problems they have, with no thought of the path we are on as a nation, unguided by the wisdom of justice that is lost and must at once be restored to guide us to the new tomorrow that will either be a place where peace and prosperity are enjoyed by all, or a prison where the rich and powerful play with you like pawns in their persistent game of commerce and war. You can learn what jurisprudence is and why it is so critically important. It begins by learning what evidence is and what evidence is not. You strengthen your nation as you strengthen yourselves with legal knowledge. You dare not allow your children to be deprived as you have been deprived. Deprived of the right to not only know your rights, but also to know how to enforce your rights. Jurisdictionary needs your support to promote this mission, to get public education to everyone as soon as possible. Jurisdictionary will remain committed to public legal education, not just with the How to Win in Court course, but with every means possible to teach justice to you and your children, to detect and defeat tyranny before it can rob you of your God-given rights. So long as you allow your courts to be controlled entirely by bar lawyers, so long as you remain ignorant of the legal power that is your weapon against the forces that oppose you, those who use darkness and deception will continue ruling you and those you love. Two R's, two C's, two P's, and none of you were taught these things in school. Jurisdictionary calls each of you to a word war. Gain the wisdom of justice. Learn the principles that should guide your government. Teach them to everyone, not just those who have a court battle to fight in this present moment, but to everyone who must be told that we can no longer afford to sit about blaming others when we have at hand today, for the first time in history, the means to acquire that knowledge, both human and divine, to know what is just and unjust, and use jurisdictionary to teach the entire world so peace and prosperity may grace the lives of every single human being on our planet. Only you can stop tyranny. It will not stop itself.